Warning! If you're sick of hearing about microblogs like Twitter, Pounce, Jaiku, and Plurk, today's podcast might not be for you. Academic Aesthetic for Wednesday, August 6th, 2008. I'm your host, Aaron Smith, the Art Guy, and today's podcast has been in the works for a while now. Those of you who've been listening for a while, at least since show 128, may recall how enthusiastic I was over a website called Twitter. I found microblogging to be incredibly addictive in spite of its 140-character limit, because the conversations were worthwhile. I quickly established a PLN, or Personal Learning Network, of fellow educators and thoroughly enjoyed the learning, and joking around, that ensued. Then Jaiku came along, and I hoped with all my heart that the people in my PLN would all jump ship and move over there. Alas, while some did, most didn't bother. So I eventually abandoned Jaiku and reluctantly returned to Twitter. Fast forward to the creation of Pounce, and history repeats itself. I loved Pounce for many reasons, most of which I won't go over here. Its coolest feature, however, was the ability to have threaded conversations. Reading through the posts of everyone I'm following on Twitter is like standing in the middle of a crowded room. You hear snippets, but not always a complete conversation. Okay, usually not. The problem was that while I would often see people responding to other Twitterers, is that right? Oh well. I wouldn't see what was being responded to unless I was also following that other person. Through the creative use of putting an at sign in front of usernames, I could find that individual. But if they were prolific with their tweets, then it would still be hard to follow the conversation. And remember, it was conversations that made Twitter cool in the first place. The best way to solve this seemed to be following everyone that everyone else in my PLN followed. But there is a physical and mental limit to how many people I can follow, so I merely replaced one problem with another. I still think Pounce is among the best microblog formats out there, but the only times my PLN moved over there were when Twitter was down. Granted, that meant that they were there a lot, but never to stay. And most conversations on Pounce could be summarized as follows. Oh, Twitter's down again. Is Twitter up yet? No. It's annoying that it's down so often. I know. I'm about ready to... Hey, it's back up! And that's the last I would see of them until Twitter was down again during the next outage. So, once again, I abandoned a better service for Twitter. As much as I liked Pounce, I had to stay with my PLN. And then came Plurk. Plurk has a few annoying things about it, most notably the lack of text messaging support and the right-to-left scrolling timeline, which is kind of weird. But every post can receive threaded responses, so my main problem with Twitter is already solved. Plurk also has something called karma. That's nothing to do with reincarnation. It's simply a score for how well you're interacting with others. I'm not too certain about the algorithm used, but I do know that your score goes up more for posting only a few quote-unquote plurks that generate responses from others than it does from posting 1,000 plurks and getting few, if any, responses at all. Your karma can go up as you gain followers, but the method I've seen on Twitter of going through and following hundreds of people in an attempt to get them to follow you in return will actually hurt your score. That's something cool that I didn't expect to see in a microblog. In my opinion, one of the cancers of Web 2.0 sites has been the large number of people who treat it as simply a game where whoever has the most followers wins. I'd first heard of this happening on MySpace when a friend complained that her brother had more quote-unquote friends than she did, even though he didn't really know most of them and she knew all of hers personally. I think she wanted me to create an account so her score would go up by one. I still didn't create a MySpace account. I've since seen this problem on Facebook, Twitter, Jaiku, YouTube, and to a limited extent even Pounce. But I've yet to see it on Plurk. They've essentially replaced one score, your number of followers, with another score, karma. There are still ways to game the system, I'm sure, but I'm not getting 20 friend requests a day from people who are already following over 1,000 others on this service. And I like it better that way. When I see that on Twitter, I often block those people. On top of that, Plurk's karma score encourages more meaningful conversation than Twitter did. Posts itemizing everything you're doing from minute to minute can actually lower your score, as you won't get many responses to, "Hey, I just made some hash browns." Plurk has something else that's incredible. Steve Dembo. Steve's taken a liking to Plurk himself, and as a result, many of those in my PLN have either made the switch or are now active in both. My one reason for staying on Twitter is more or less gone. If I check only Plurk, I feel that I still have a sufficiently large and knowledgeable PLN. Or do I? There are enough people who haven't made the switch to make me wonder. So I did a little three-part assessment of my PLNs on both services. Using ping.fm, I posted on both sites simultaneously, setting up a series of hoops to jump through. Here's the results. Round 1. Is this thing on? This was simply to test the waters to see who was not only listening, but willing to respond. I wasn't too surprised that my first response came from someone on Twitter. After all, I have more followers there, so at any given time, it's more likely that someone's loading their Twitter client right after I've posted something. What Twitter didn't have was staying power. Responses there tapered off after only 6, and that was out of 273 followers. Plurk, on the other hand, had 18 different people respond out of a much smaller pool of only 68 followers. Some of them even responding more than once. I didn't count the repeats, by the way. These numbers did include some people who were unbiased and used both services, and therefore responded using both services, to keep that in mind. It should also be noted that when I posted the round one results, at least 2 people on Twitter complained, and more than 1 person on Plurk thought the result was very unexpected. Round one winner? Plurk. Round 2. I have a question. Part A, work, and part B, play. One of the reasons for having a PLN is to use it as a resource when looking for answers. With that in mind, I asked a couple of questions. First, I asked for some useful online tutorials for the free open source Photoshop replacement known as GIMP, which you can get at gimp.org, by the way. Responses were limited to 1 on each side, but the one from Twitter was to a page that listed multiple tutorial sites, including the one that the Plurk responder provided. The winner there was obviously Twitter. My second question was for people to quote-unquote waste my time by letting me know their favorite web-based games. Chris Kraft posted a creative game involving Google searches on Twitter. But on Plurk, the same question got me 2 very well-designed Flash games and 1 reference to building up one's karma score. Oh yeah, and someone complaining that after they read the answers, they wasted some of their own time playing those Flash games. On top of that, the conversation in that thread continued on Plurk even after I posted the results, hammering in the solid win for Plurk for that question. So round 2 was half for Twitter, half for Plurk. I consider that a tie. Round 3. Convince me. For the 3rd and final round, I simply asked people to tell me why their microblog of choice was better. I received just 1 answer on Twitter, though it was concerning Twitter's compatibility with the text messaging services, so it was a darn good argument. On Plurk, I had several responses ranging from short and sweet to links to full-fledged blog posts on the subject. Round 3, the winner was Plurk. So, there you go, my take on the microblog battleground. I don't expect Twitter to go away anytime soon, but apparently I'm getting a lot more out of Plurk than Twitter these days. And hey, Whether or not you agree with my somewhat subjective results, I'd love to hear your opinion in 140 characters or more. You could always leave a comment on my website, academicaesthetic.com, but I'd much rather see you write your own blog post or record your own podcast on the subject. If you link back to me when you do that, I'll be sure to see it when I search Technorati or Google. And who knows, I might even post a response to your response. Well, that's my show for today. If you have any questions or... Oh, wait. I already did that. Well, let's just end this off by saying, until next time, stay subscribed, fare thee well, and see you on Plurk.